News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, if you can believe it. It is March 4th already, and we're having gorgeous weather today. Something is in the air tonight, and he is in the studio. Todd St. Ors with Gulf Coast Air Care is here. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Great to see you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm loving it. I've just been saying all morning, I love this weather.
Oh, man, it's nice
it's
out
perfect.
Right now. Yeah, it's just perfect. I went camping last weekend and went to additional music festival over at Suwannee on the Live Oak.
Oh, you did?
The Suwannee River is really low, but the funk was really high.
I love live concerts.
Yeah,
festivals
it was good.
Are still so much fun.
So, yeah.
Good
yeah,
for you.
It was an amp jam. I went with a bunch of the fellas I used to fly with. It's kind of a boys trip, but anyways, the weather was perfect. A little chilly over there a couple of nights, but we had a great time.
Wow.
And, so maybe next month we'll I found this really cool funky band called Dumpsta Funk from Dumpsta Funk from New Orleans.
Dumpsta Funk?
Dumpsta Funk.
Just the name makes me curious.
They're part of the Neville Brothers. So anyways,
cool.
We need to mix some of that in our intro music next month.
Just let me know and I'll see if I can
we'll
get it out of there.
So. We should talk indoor air quality though. It's so nice to be outside. It's like who wants to be trapped in nasty indoor conditions when it's beautiful like this outside.
We had talked about it a couple of times with Gulf Coast Air Care, just to get things started for folks that may not know you. Talk about your company. You've been here a long time. You have some fabulous reputation in our community for the service that you do.
Yeah, we've been doing this 30 years. And, you know, my job now is, you know, so Sam, my son's out there kind of running the day-to-day and taking over. And so I'm the past and the present, and Sam's the present and the future, I guess, is how we're doing it. But we want to try and help educate people on, you know, what can I do to make better indoor air quality, to make my house or my building healthier, more energy efficient, and more comfortable. And, you know, so part of that, what I do is get on here and we talk about issues that people have. We answer questions and all that. But we started out, you know, just doing duct cleaning. 30 years ago, I had no idea. My wife said, hey, I found this. You're going to be doing duct decontamination.
Ooh.
I'm like, I'm not sure I can spell that. And the next day, I was one. So, you know, anyways.
I think you've come a long way since then.
It's a journey, and it's been a wonderful journey. I wouldn't change anything. It's just been a great progression through being a contractor, growing a business and giving back to the community where I've lived for 38 years.
Well, he's very much a presence in Gulf Breeze in addition to what he does work-wise, but you do a lot in the community, and that makes a difference.
Right. You can call us 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com if you have any questions or concerns. Or we've been over there 30 years. We're licensed in Florida and in Alabama.
Oh, good.
To do HVAC and duct cleaning work, and we're kind of a specialty contractor, and then our strength is duct.
Okay.
Duct cleaning, duct repair, duct replacement, redesign. We can change a duct system out for you. If you've got hot and cold rooms, if you've got, just allergies or, you know, any kind of building related illness or whatever. Oftentimes, the equipment's pretty obvious because it's there. You can look at it, you can see it. But the answer to a lot of the questions that we get is in the attic, because the ductwork, 90% of the houses, the ductwork's in the attic.
Isn't it something that most people neglect? Because I've talked about this before. That's not top of mind for me.
You pull that attic ladder down and pop that little attic scuttle hatch there, and then you're like, yeah, what's their number again? 850-934-2768. I'm not going up there.
Mm-mm.
You know, you hear that scratching and rattling and stuff
going around up there, and there's
critters up there.
No.
And, you know, I'm shocked over the years, the number, you know, we'll sit around every once in a while at the shop and just reminisce or whatever. And we have a bunch of rodent stories.
Wow.
We have a bunch of rodent stories.
When you think about it, yeah.
And they'll get in there and they'll cause trouble. So, you know, if we can help you with any of those items, please call us 850-934-2768. And, you know, we're happy to give you a free quote. We go out and look at everything that we do to try and figure out, A, what's going on, your priority.
Right.
And then we want to create an expectation to meet your priority. And then we, you know, we'll do the work for you.
So you can come out and actually kind of do an informal inspection, so to speak.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And give someone a quote on what you think that is actually really going on with their system or their ducts.
Yeah, yeah. So today I have an estimate for a vacant building that is run by a management company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a new construction blower door for a guy that, so when you build a new house, you have to get it tested to prove that it's energy efficient and tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing those for quite a few contractors for numerous years. And Florida just started doing that probably 8 or 10 years ago.
Interesting.
Alabama's been doing it longer than that, which uh-huh. is, you know, shocking. We think Alabama sometimes is behind the times. But so, you know, there's a lot of data. There's a lot of information. When we go out and do inspections, we take pictures. So, you know, my young guys they can crawl back in the back of the attic and find that, you know, it's like that room way in the back doesn't ever cool down.
Right.
But we got to look at that duct, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'll go up in there, take pictures and bring them out and show you this is what we found.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then from there we create a scope of work and we can get that work done for you. So.
Well, this is our expert, and this is the Pensacola Expert Panel, Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care. So if you have a question and we're doing a little spring cleaning, we're starting up the windows and finding these things, do text in this morning and ask him the question, 850-437-1620. So I bring this up every time. We've talked about it a little bit about it before, but the change of seasons. We mm-hmm. have been on such a roller coaster with temperatures. I mean, no kidding. And so now, what are your suggestions about keeping things, how do I put it, steady or normal, or not putting a strain on my air
right.
conditioning system?
And I have a lot of people ask me, well, you know, it's cold, so mm-hmm. in the morning I'm running the heater,
right.
and then it warms up midday, I got it turned off. By the afternoon it warms up,
right,
and I need the air conditioner on.
Right.
Well, if that system is not clean, you will know it, because you'll get this biofilm, you'll get this
mm-hmm.
funky odor that comes from having a dry coil and then a wet coil and then back to a dry coil again. And the coil is part of the inside the equipment in the furnace, in the air handler unit.
Right.
That's, you know, part of the air conditioning system. But from there, if there's microbial growth or anything, it spreads up into the ductwork. And so that's what's really important, to make sure that we look at the whole house as a system. You know, what's the building envelope like? What's the insulation like? How new is the equipment? And what kind of shape is the duct system in?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, over the last few years, as our housing stock gets older here, we find that there's a lot of duct systems that we have to change out. We can't clean them. Or you can clean them, but, you know, it's pointless to do that. You know, you don't put $10,000 motor in a 30-year-old truck that you're,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just not, it's not right. So, and we see a lot of that. And so you don't want somebody coming out saying, oh yeah, no problem, we'll just clean this. And really you got no business cleaning it at all.
Right. That makes sense.
And I want to say right up front that there's a lot of people that have the mindset. They see this bait and switch advertising that they think air duct cleaning is $99. $119.
You see that a lot.
Oh, and they're going to throw in the dryer vent for another $20. That's a total bait and switch. That is not going to happen for you. And if you do pay somebody $99 to clean your ductwork, you're getting ripped off to the tune of $99, which is not bad, because a lot of people get ripped off to the tune of much more.
Right.
But you shouldn't have the expectation that duct cleaning is $99.
Okay.
So, and, you know, when I first started, a lot of the contractors were like, duct cleaning, who's ever done, you know, this was 30 years ago, nobody had heard of it. And, you know, I had to prove to myself, I did a fire job. The first job I ever did was a fire job for my next door neighbors.
Oh.
And they were sitting there with their windows open. I'd drive up in my driveway, I could smell the soot. And
mm-hmm.
so I cleaned that system by myself. And it was one of the first jobs I did. And it took me about 9 hours by myself.
Wow.
But
yeah.
I was convinced, wow, this actually works. And so through the years, we've upgraded our equipment. We've upgraded our training. We've become more mainstream. We have help from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. The Better Business Bureau has stepped in. There's been changes in mold laws, and
mm-hmm.
microbial growth is different. In Florida, in a humid climate,
oh, yes.
you run into a lot of mold.
No doubt
so
about that.
If you have questions or concerns, or, you know, I mean, you just need a second opinion, I'm happy to help. Just call us 850-934-9934. 2768. Our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com. And if you want to get on the newsletter, because we do a newsletter
every month.
That's what
I was looking at just
now. You know, if you don't want to talk to us or whatever, just get on our newsletter, and we'll send you a little, like, it's a two-page read. It takes a few minutes. And, you know, it's got the funny bone on there. It's got an Irish quote on there this month. And, you know, it's March, so March is a great month for me. That's my wedding anniversary.
Oh.
It's a bluegrass at Swanee. The weather's turning.
Yeah,
this is great. I will just do my favorite funny bone of the whole year. And I use this one every year.
Okay.
What's Irish and hangs around the pool all day?
I know the answer to this one.
Patio furniture.
It's a groaner.
Anyways, yes, it is. Dad jokes are, you know, they're featured in the newsletter.
Yes, of course.
But we do a little article about what you should think about for the season in as far as air conditioning, your home, indoor air quality, that sort of thing.
I like the front page article that you have, which is, do we really need to run the bath fan in the winter? So I'm curious about that, too, because I think we talked about it a bit, but running the fan versus running the AC in the whole system. But the big question is, when you're in the bathroom, taking a shower, that kind of thing, what are you, talk a little bit
about
that.
So HVAC, which is heating, air conditioning, ventilation. And that's the V. The V for ventilation is the bath fans, or, you know, in the kitchen, if you have a vent hood that goes outside, that's ventilation. And when you have moisture from, you know, one of those Hollywood showers that somebody's taking in the back there, you need to ventilate that and dump that out of the building, out of the house. And somebody asked me a bunch of questions. I said, you know, I should write an article about that.
Yeah.
So you want to use the bath fan. You want to have a fan. The old code used to say that you could terminate that within 12 inches of the ridge vent. So you were just sucking the moisture out of the bathroom and dumping it up in the attic by the ridge vent, and it would come right back into the building envelope.
So it wasn't venting outside.
So now the bath fans, by code, they have to be vented out of the building so
that
moist, humid air.
Is that true for oven vents, too, or for stove vents?
I'm not sure about oven vents because I still see a lot of them that just recycle and they try and filter particulate. But I do believe that, you know, and that we don't do greasy and everything, so we don't clean them.
Right.
But we've looked at them. We've measured airflow there and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure it has to go out of the building on the new, you know, and we're using the 2022 version of the International Mechanical Code, I believe, now. So
right.
I should know this. I have to do my continuing education for my license.
We have a research department here.
Yeah,
you can check with them. But I'm interested about this, keeping that fan on in the bathroom.
Right, right.
Because that always seems very optional to me.
Well, and when we do one, like when I go in and brush my teeth, I have a timer button, and I hit the button.
Really?
And it runs for 15 minutes.
Really?
And if I take a shower, I run it for an hour.
No kidding.
Make sure the shower gets completely dried out, the room gets dried out. You know, and ours is in the master suite, so we don't want that moisture to migrate into the master suite and, you know, all that. So we just use that bath fan to ventilate that space, and then it makes it worse. So that's one of the articles in this month's newsletter. And then, of course, you know, I give everybody a music recommendation or what I'm reading or,
right.
you know, just kind of, it's, so it's not all boring stuff about indoor air quality. You know, there's recipes on, I'm a foodie too, you know, and I just, man, that last segment, the girls, the Grits girls, that's hard to listen to.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah. So anyways, but yeah, so if you want to be on the newsletter, just call us or, the email's info@GulfCoastAirCare.com. We're happy to help you, you know, get a newsletter distributed. We were printing it for a while and I had to, ran into a print a shop issue, and I haven't gotten back there yet. I need to do that because, you know, we printed out about 2,000 newsletter and mailed them in the snail mail, and now we're just doing, you know, thousands and thousands of emailed newsletters. So, but, it, you know, if that's something that interests you, and then, you know, if you're thinking, oh, man, who is that guy I heard one time, whatever, if you're getting the newsletter in your inbox every month, even if you don't read it, the reminder is there if you need help. And, you know, I'm one of these guys who's a networker guy, you know.
Right.
That comes from our history at the Chamber of
Commerce. Absolutely. I'm all about networking.
Meg was the master ultimate networker when she runs chambers. And so, you know, if there's something that we can't help you with, I have a network of people, contractors and experts and knowledgeable people. No knuckleheads in my book.
Gotcha.
No knuckleheads on my list. But if we can't help you, you know, we can refer you over to somebody who can.
Okay. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Got a bunch of texts coming in, Todd. I think we opened up Pandora's box when we talked about the bathroom fans. So here's what text from one of our listeners that says, our bathroom vent doesn't pull moisture out very well. What is a good replacement fan for the bathroom?
So the minimum size that we put in, even for a small bathroom, is 80 CFM. A lot of these older fans, if you have a builder-grade fan, you know, it's just an average fan that's in there, it's not real loud, it's probably pulling somewhere between 30, 35, and 50 CFM. That's the way a lot of production builds are built, with the bath fans that pull in 50 CFM.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go up to, you can get a fan that senses humidity and comes on and pulls 115 CFM. So a CFM is a cubic foot per minute. It's about the amount of air in a basketball.
Okay.
So you should be pulling 80 basketballs air out of there at
wow.
a minimum, and
no,
sometimes over
fan.
100. Yeah, yeah. And I see a ton of them like that.
Yeah.
And so you can just swap the fan box out. Sometimes you have to enlarge the hole just a little bit, but you can swap that fan box out and hook up to that old duct. You got to make sure it gets out to the soffit and out of the building.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it makes a huge difference. The mirror's not fogged up anymore. It's like, oh, my gosh, wow.
It seems like bathroom fans are almost an afterthought in some ways. And I swear, it almost seemed like every bathroom fan I ever have turned on rattles. Why is that? Do you know what I'm saying?
It's
just
a cheap fan, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of the Panasonic Whisper Green line.
Oh.
It's a little bit more expensive, but there are good bath fans everywhere out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the code used to read an operable window or a bath fan.
Oh.
So if you didn't have a bath fan, they put a window in there that you would open after a shower to let the moisture out. Like, would you do that in June, July, and August in Florida after taking a shower? Like, let me just open the window.
And definitely not
to
in
mention,
the wintertime.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's
that.
Like, well, who's looking in the bathroom window to see what's going on in there? Like, oh, they must be ventilating that out. All right,
okay.
What else we got?
I've got another one that says you also want to make sure that the door is allowing fresh air in to suck the moisture out. That the door is sealed or it won't work.
This is true. I've experimented with mine both ways, either closing the bathroom door and pulling the moisture out.
Uh-huh.
And it breathes in, it feeds in, the undercut of the door brings in dry air from the master bedroom, and it takes all that moisture and exchanges it. But when you open it, you get a better exchange. Or, you know,
interesting.
So I put my door about halfway open and run that fan, and then we get a mixture of airflow, and it dries everything out.
Huh. So, I'm sitting here thinking about this is the stuff I've ever
done. I know, it's crazy stuff you start thinking
well,
about.
Well, but it's the details. Devil's in the details.
Absolutely. So
this brings up another question right along the same line.
Ceiling fans are another version of ventilating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have high ceilings and pitched.
Do you recommend those for every room?
Yeah. If it's doable, a lot of times nowadays there's not a central light in the middle,
right.
But you can put in. And occasionally we have to get an electrician involved to get a circuit up there to be able to hook up a ceiling fan. I don't do ceiling fans, but it's a good idea for the V part of HVAC.
So I have a question for you too. Is that someone said, now with spring weather, I want to open the doors. Do I leave the AC on when I'm opening the doors or not? Which is a great question because
I wouldn't.
It's not quite cool enough, and
so
it can get stale inside if the air's not circulating.
I would get a fan, and so we do this for a lot of people that have, if they've had cooking odors, if they have some other malodor, or if they've had smoke or something, you just set up a little box fan or cheap fan and get a cross wind going through the house and exchange the air in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you open the front door, you open the back door, you put a fan somewhere in the middle and pull the airflow across the house. And then we do an air exchange. I don't want to pull all that through my duct system, take a chance on getting some buildup on the coil.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what kind of air filter you're running,
right.
You know, and if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. So, I would open the window, you know, and that pollen season's coming pretty soon. It won't be long.
They were in that tricky weather where it's really nice to finally open up the windows and the fresh air. But then I get concerned about, like you said, the moisture.
As soon as you see that yellow pollen coming, do not open the house because it migrates indoors. And then you've got these allergens inside the house. So
does that get in the duct system?
It will because, it, you know, the air conditioner, all it knows is I have a 3-ton unit. All it knows is I got to pull 1,200 CFM, 1,200 basketballs of air, and I don't care where it comes from. So if it's if your return is undersized, it leaks, or it you're not getting amount of air. It'll pull it from the attic. It'll pull it from the wall cavities. It'll pull it from outdoors. It'll pull it from anywhere because the air conditioner, all it knows is I'm a 1,200 CFM fan. Mm-hmm. I got to get 1,200 CFM of airflow.
Okay. A couple more questions have come in. So we got kind of started on the ventilation and the fans. So do you install kitchen ventilation, like over a kitchen range?
We do not do that. And, that, you know, there's just so many other aspects gone with that. You know, we've tested a lot of them for how much airflow they have. But that's another contract because usually you've got framing and, you know,
it is.
I will never cut a hole in anybody's roof. I know that. And if it's got to go out through the roof or go out, you know, you're going to have to get a roofer or contractor, contractor involved. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of guys that do that. You can call us at the office, 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. And, you know, we'll hook you up with somebody if you're needing to upgrade.
Okay. And,
I have a crappy oven hood at my house, you know, so it's like, but I haven't ever fixed it.
So someone's asking, how about a recommendation for a quiet vent fan for above the stovetop? Do you have a brand or that you recommend that you've seen in your experience?
Gosh, no. The one that comes paired with the Gen Air, because they have a downdraft and an updraft, you know, and that might be a, you know, because you're going to incorporate that probably into a cabinet or, you know, there's a design factor in that.
Right, right.
So the home places or the kitchen design places are going to have a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
So all I know is you're ventilating the kitchen with that. And when you're cooking over the stove and you're ventilating that, you're pulling moisture up through there. So you want it to go out of the building envelope.
That's very good advice.
Yeah, that's not something that's our strength.
But you do have people you could recommend.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay, so that's great.
You can call the office. And I won't be back in the office till probably later this afternoon. So Vanessa may or may not be able to help you. If we got time, time for another one.
Okay, I got another one. Is there any solution to this problem? I have a zone system, but the flaw seems to be that whichever zone is on, all the returns run, which I think is defeating the purpose of having zones.
Yeah, I'm not a huge zone fan. Interesting. Only because it's hard to get them in balance.
I see. So each zone has its own.
Right, yeah. So there's a thermostat, and then there's some valves in there that open and close to feed a zone to a bedroom part of the house.
Right.
Kitchen part of the house, upstairs part of the house, whatever. The zone systems have come a long way since we started. You know, when we go to clean a duct system and there's zone dampers and all kinds of crazy stuff in there, they get out of skew fairly easily. You got to find an HVAC contractor who does a lot of zone systems.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple of those guys. You can call us at the office, and we'll help you. And if you have a zone system, making sure that you get a regular checkup on it and all the zone dampers are working, that's a complicated system. And oftentimes we see that the best solution is a secondary HVAC system, like a mini split.
No kidding.
I mean, you're just not you're not getting the right airflow into the right place. That's not to say that some zone systems are not good, but in my opinion, you know, the zone systems are a little bit of a challenge.
Interesting. You know, are those for bigger homes?
Yeah.
Typically
you see them in houses that are 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in that case, you know, you want 3 or 4 systems, not one with, you know, a damper zone system.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I didn't get to all your questions
this morning.
But talking with Todd St. Ords with Gulf Coast Air Care. Todd, if you'll give your number and your website one more time. If you do have a question, always can give him a call. As you can see, he will help you.
Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com.